In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The patristics professor at Yale Divinity School once asked me, "What do John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have in common?" Do you know? Their middle name. I know, it's terrible. Last week we heard about John the Baptist in the Gospel according to Mark, out in the wilderness, baptizing, calling people to repent, wearing camel's hair, a leather belt, surviving on locusts and wild honey. This Sunday, we get a different take on John the Baptist. Today's reading is from the Gospel according to John. In it, John is baptizing in the wilderness, yes. But there's nothing here about repentance or judgment or his exotic taste in clothes and food. The focus is totally on witness, on John's testimony. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. The Jewish authorities in Jerusalem sent out a fact-finding expedition to question John, to ask him, "Who are you and why are you doing this?" And John's answers were mainly in the negative. "Who are you?" "Well, I'm not the Messiah." "Are you Elijah, who was supposed to come again to prepare for the Messiah?" John answered, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" That is, the prophet like Moses, also considered a forerunner of the Messiah. "No," John answered, "he was not the prophet like Moses, not Elijah, not the Messiah." Then they said to him, "Then who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" When confronted with this open question, "What do you say about yourself?" John the Baptist finally gives a positive answer. He quotes the prophet Isaiah, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" John has come to find his place in God's drama. He has soaked up the scriptures and has come to the startling realization that he has a special role in bringing these Hebrew prophecies to fulfillment. As people of faith, we're each called to answer two questions. Who is Jesus? And who am I? In a sense, the question, "Who am I?" is more difficult than the question, "Who is Jesus?" The scripture is full of witnesses who tell us who Jesus is. But each of us has to work out for ourselves the question of our own identity. You and I can't really adopt John the Baptist's answer, "I am the voice crying in the wilderness," because that's not who we are. We, each of us, has to find an individual answer to the question, "Who am I?" A question which ultimately God poses. But John the Baptist can give us a clue. Like John, we too can find our role in God's drama, in bringing in God's kingdom. We can find our story in God's story. And I would bet that part of every Christian's answer to the question, "Who am I?" is like John's answer. "I am a witness to Jesus, the Messiah." Being a witness involves basically two actions. First, seeing God's work, God's signature in the world. Second, telling others what you have seen. Seeing and telling. We hear the witness in Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of righteousness. In Psalm 126, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad indeed. In Mary's song, which is one of the options to be read today, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Reading scripture, prayer, paying attention to nature and the arts, all contemplative practices, help to shape and sharpen our spiritual vision, to see that the world is a glass overflowing with water, as the poet Pablo Neruda puts it. I once heard about a priest whose parishioner was angry that God wasn't working more rapidly in his life in the midst of several crises. The priest and parishioner talked together at length. They prayed together. And in the hope of bringing about a reorientation, a repentance, the priest suggested that the man read 3 chapters of John's Gospel each day. The goal was to complete the 21 chapters in 7 days. On the second day after their meeting, the man phoned the priest. He said that on the first night he, begrudgingly and out of a sense of obligation, began to read the Gospel of John. He barely made it through the 4th verse of the 1st chapter. In him was life, and his life was the light of all people, when he began to weep uncontrollably. He realized in those few verses God's incredible love for him and for the world God created. He came to see God's purpose and craft in the world. Then he told what he'd seen, first to his priest and in time to others in his life. Seeing and telling. I love the seasons of Advent and Lent because of their essentiality. That is, they focus us on what is essential. Seeing and telling is essential. Being a witness to Christ Jesus, that is essential. As this Advent season winds toward its close, consider the question posed to John. Who are you? What do you say about yourself? Listen to your answer and then to God's answer. Amen.